The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time on News Talk, recommends some viewing from the broadcasters and streamers. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pat.
What have you got for us?
Alice and Steve. This is on Disney Plus. It's been out a few weeks, but I had to bring it to you because I think, and I know you've started to love it already.
I imagine
the situation. You're in college. You're a man. I'm a man. You're in college with one of your best mates and you have a long, winding relationship. You might have even dated briefly. And now you're in your 50s. You have kids, all that kind of stuff. You go out to a friend's funeral. Your name is Steve. You end up taking 20-year-old cocaine that isn't good for you. You have a wild night. You're lying on the couch the next day feeling very sorry for yourself. Your best friend Alice is upstairs. Her daughter comes in and starts talking to you.
What was the final thing that pushed him over?
I think I was talking about my wedding.
Oh. Were you guys engaged?
No. I didn't even imagine him being there. I was mostly just thinking about the dress and the hair.
Who are you marrying?
No, really, I was just thinking about the dress and the hair.
Well, if you ever need a stylist, free, totally free.
I can't believe you're single.
If you'd seen me earlier tonight, you would absolutely believe I'm single and will always be single.
I hadn't noticed it before, but you are weirdly hot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not sure about the use of the word weirdly, though. Weirdly.
Yeah.
So, she's coming on to him. She finds him very attractive, even though he's the mother's best pal.
Yeah. So they begin, no spoiler, it's in all the trailers. They begin a pretty full-on relationship romance, and it's hot and heavy.
And it's instant sex. I mean, it's not as if they're
dating and courting and romancing. She's just gotten over this young lady. Izzy is the daughter, played by Yali Tipple Margalift, an Israeli actress. And Steve is played, a lot of people know Flight of the Conchords, this famous, it was about 10 years ago, they were this mock music comedy duo. Jermaine Clement was one of them, hilarious show. He's the 53-year-old, weirdly sexy man. And they begin this wild, passionate affair. But Alice, as his best friend, she just can't handle it. I mean, this
even is... Even though she herself has been divorced and is partnered up with a man who is younger than her.
Now, by 10 years, he seems more in the ballpark. This is a sizable age gap. And the thing is, not everyone is loving this. I read a review in The Guardian that was quite scathing. Some people are calling it a rom-com because it's icky, this age gap.
Now, she is 26.
Completely. So I don't think, I mean, it's happened. I've seen it, you know. So absolutely. So I don't think it's icky. It might be slightly uncomfortable at times. But this is a brilliant study, not just of that kind of weird relationship that very few people probably have, but how important friendship is as well and how it can be tested when life goes on in all sorts of ways. And I'm sure we've all had experience that as we age.
But it is very funny.
It is absolutely hilarious. And I think is the funniest piece of TV I've seen all year. Now, it's short. I want to bring it to you because Alice's mother is 82 in this. And she doesn't give a SH1T about anything anymore. And when she finds out that her best friend Steve has been sleeping with her granddaughter, the first time she sees Steve, this is her suggestion.
Hiya.
Darling, does that mean that I'm in with a chance too? You could do all three generations. How wonderfully French of you.
Lovely to see you again, Val.
Oh, afternoon.
You could do all three generations, mother, daughter and granny.
Because the thing is, Alice and Steve dated briefly in college and realised that they weren't good romantically, but they were terrific, terrific friends. Now, where the drama really comes, though, is, do you remember we would have talked in the old show about a show on Netflix called Beef, where these people had this terrible argument? Alice just cannot hack this. And she has her own issues in her life. Maybe all is not rosy with her own husband and stuff like that. Lives are complicated, but she goes nuclear. And she tries to take down Steve. And Steve, who seems to be a nice guy for all intents and purposes, his hand is forced. So they enter this horrible kind of bitter rivalry. Let me give you a little flavour of how angry Alice is. This is after she hears the news and she finally rings Steve and he's ready to apologise, but it doesn't quite go to plan.
Hi, Al. I'm so sorry.
You are a piggy-eyed, big-nosed, ugly f***ing loser, and I hope you fall out of your window and get pierced in the heart by your railing, and that no one comes to your funeral.
That she really goes from that. There's what she does. Her first retaliation, I think, it's despicable. Really, we won't go into it because that would be a spoiler.
And they mount up then, and as I say, he seems like a nice enough fellow, but she's treating him so horribly. He starts to go for the jugular as well, and it really does devolve into a horrible tit for tat. And there's also this question: is this relationship going to last? The one he started with Izzy, he's madly in love with her, but you know, it's bringing so many complications to their lives. They're starting to wonder, is it worth it? But you're going to have to watch it on Disney Plus to find out if they go the distance.
And there are other characters. I mean, her new partner, the man who's 10 years younger
Joel
than her,
Fry.
And her son.
Yeah, they have some interesting things going on. Her son is also starting to romance, and he's interested in someone who may or may not be interested in him. Her husband, as I say, played by Joel Fry, is under suspicion of things himself as things go on, let's say. As I say, some people aren't loving this, but other people are. Maybe it's a divide and conquer, but I think it's absolutely hilarious. And as I say, I do think it's a good study of how friendships can morph as we get older and what you're prepared to put up with those people you've known all your life. You have been watching it, haven't you?
I have indeed, and I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
Screen time this week?
Yeah, so I have some great guests. I have Jennifer Garner, who's in a new show we can talk about, some we call Five Star Weekend, which is starting on Sky next week. There is a brilliant filmmaker called Mark Cousins, who has just made, wait till you hear it, a 16-hour documentary about the history of documentary filmmaking. I don't think we'll be doing that unboxed anytime soon. And all the week's new releases.
Very good. John Fardy, host of Screen Time. Thank you very much.
You.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.